Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, March 27, 2014. It's mostly sunny today with temperatures in the high 30s. In the city, it will reach 41 degrees, a bit warmer than yesterday, and winds will also calm down today. On Friday, there's a 70% chance of rain. Weather for the weekend looks mixed, with a chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday in a bid to salvage Mideast peace talks that were dealt a new blow when Arab leaders said they would never recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Kerry and Abbas spoke for more than 4 hours over a working dinner in the Jordanian capital of Amman. U.S. officials said the meeting was constructive. Kerry planned further talks with Abbas and with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the coming days. He flew from Rome to Amman to see Abbas as negotiations approach a critical April 30th deadline for a settlement. Palestinians have threatened to walk away before then unless Israel releases a group of prisoners, as it agreed to, by Saturday. This is further complicated by actions this week. Israeli and Palestinian officials said Israeli forces shot 3 Palestinian militants in a raid on a home in the occupied West Bank to capture a wanted Hamas Islamist militant. And Wednesday's announcement by the Arab League that it would not recognize Israel as the homeland of the Jewish people rejected a key demand of Netanyahu. The Palestinians say such a recognition would undermine the rights of Palestinian refugees and Israel's Arab minority. In Amman, Kerry met first Wednesday with Jordan's King Abdullah before the dinner with Abbas. Kerry planned to return to Rome on Thursday to join President Barack Obama at meetings with Pope Francis and Italian officials. Kerry will then join Obama in Saudi Arabia on Friday and Saturday. $9.3 billion, that's the amount Bank of America has agreed to pay to settle claims it sold Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac faulty mortgage bonds, settling one of the biggest headaches Bank of America continued to face from the financial crisis. In addition, a $25 million settlement was announced with Bank of America and its former chief executive, Kenneth Lewis, for allegedly concealing and misrepresenting financial forecasts while seeking a merger with Merrill Lynch in 2008. They had losses forecast at more than $9 billion before shareholders voted on a merger. The Attorney General said this is one of the first successful attempts by law enforcement to hold accountable a CEO or individual at a major institution since the financial crisis. College athletes can unionize. That's what a federal agency says. In a ruling that could revolutionize college sports, a federal agency gave football players at Northwestern University the green light to unionize. The landmark ruling by the National Labor Relations Board means players are deemed employees under federal law and so can create the nation's first college athletes union. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. The owners of 23 Domino Pizza restaurants in New York will pay $448,000 to minimum wage workers who were underpaid, according to a settlement announced by the state's attorney general. The 6 franchises have pizzerias in New York, Dutchess, Erie, Nassau, Rockland, Schenectady, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. They signed settlements listing various wage violations. The settlement money will be distributed among approximately 750 employees. Most are expected to get back between $200 and $2,000.
The Dream Act! The Dream Act!
What do we want that we really, really want?
The Dream Act!
Last week, the New York State Senate failed to pass the New York Dream Act, which would have enabled undocumented students to receive financial aid to attend college.
Even though our communities are very, very low income, we're not able to pursue higher education. So we go to high school, we learn the Pledge of Allegiance, and we do all the things that you guys do. But when we get to high school, we no longer have a chance to go to college.
The people want to know
who we are.
Who we are.
So we tell them.
So we tell them.
We are the dreamers.
We are the dreamers.
The mighty, mighty dreamers.
The mighty, mighty.
That young woman gathered with other dreamers on the steps of the New York Public Library yesterday afternoon. They want Governor Cuomo, Senators Klein and Skelos, and Speaker Silver to include provisions for the enactment of the DREAM Act in the new budget. The Dreamers say New York leaders still have the opportunity to do the right thing and help students attend college. This way they can give back to the only community they know as home, which is in New York. Thanks to Natalia Aristazabal and Make the Road New York for this report. As leaders in Albany continue to hammer out a budget before the Monday deadline, another area of contention is how Common Core tests are being used to evaluate students, teachers, and school performance throughout the state. And changes may be linked to the budget. Common Core standards for students in grades K through 12 were devised by the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State Schools Officers to provide a common set of standards in English language arts and math across the country. 44 states adopted the Common Core. Two states, Kentucky and New York, gave tests based on the Common Core curriculum last year. New York was unprepared. Curriculum materials didn't arrive in time. Test scores were very low throughout the city and throughout the state. There's resistance to teaching to the test. And there is controversy because test scores are tied to students' evaluations and promotions to teacher and school ratings. The new tests begin again this Tuesday, one day after the state budget is due, and lawmakers are discussing whether to include a partial moratorium on some of the consequences of the tests into the final state budget. Billy Easton is with Alliance for Quality Education in Albany. I caught up with him by cell phone where there's bad reception in the state capitol.
There was a proposal that the state assembly passed, which would have put a two-year moratorium on any consequences tied to the Common Core. That's consequences for students, for principals, for teachers, for schools. What is being reported in the press now is that the moratorium that they're considering would only relate to any consequences for students. So, for instance, in New York City, passing those tests as a requirement for grade promotion. And now they would have a moratorium on that. That just doesn't go far enough because it's not really taking the stress out of the test.
It seems that Governor Cuomo doesn't want a moratorium which would separate teacher evaluations from Common Core test results.
Well, yeah, the assembly, they would have had the moratorium for 2 years apply to any high-stakes consequences tied to this system. And that would have been a good, strong step in the right direction. But it sounds like what's being negotiated at the table is far less than half a loaf.
Meanwhile, this morning, there's pushback against the tests. Teachers and parents from several schools gather in Harlem to announce a test-free children's zone where parents refuse to allow their children to take the upcoming Common Core tests. It's at PS 368 Hamilton Heights Elementary School on Amsterdam Avenue between 146th and 147th Streets, starting at 9:30 a.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.